sounds, no colors, there's nothing.
This is CILU 102.7 FM, luradio.ca. I'm Ari, the show is past tense, and that was the last song of the hour, a song called Snails Rocks by Tugnutt, off of their album Ode to Pete, came out in 2006. Before that was the song Lady Sniff by Butthole Surfers that had guitars at the start like knives coming down, is what it kind of sounded like to me. I was really going when I played that one in my basement here, and I gotta say, pretty happy to be playing all those fart and disgusting noises there. I was thinking about that when I was trying to come up with the songs to play. It came down to three Butthole Surfer songs for me, and I decided to keep Lady Sniff on the basis of all those disgusting sounds that they managed to pull out there. So I was in a way kind of happy and delighted for that, just for the absurdity. And I thought it really meshed with the kind of frenetic sound going on with the songs that I pulled together tonight. So happy about that in a weird way. And I gotta say, I really love the quality of the guitars going on in that song. So I was pretty pleased with that. And not to mention all the Tugnutt stuff that was coming together. Just something that I haven't really heard before. I'd definitely like to seek out more stuff that has similar musical qualities to Tugnutt. I noticed before in the last set that I recorded and songs that I pulled together, there are a bunch of math rock songs with really high-pitched, kind of piercing guitar tones, and there's something different about Tugnutt. Even though it's described as mathcore, there's a very different quality to it that I enjoyed. And when I listened to that album a little while ago, it really, really, really excited me. So I'll be looking out for more stuff like that. Anyway, just about wraps it up for this hour, so thanks for listening, and tune in again next week if this sort of thing is appealing to you.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU now presents Retrospect.
The music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
And they say the noise causes cancer. You tell me that one, okay?
Retrospect fans, I'm Phil Gray. Welcome to another episode of the greatest 60s garage, proto-punk, freak beat, psychedelia, music you'll find anywhere. This is episode 411 of Retrospect, and I start the show this week hoping that you're all doing well wherever you are, whether it be in lockdown or not. I feel very pleased to be here in New Zealand. The day that I'm producing this show, New Zealand unfortunately has almost doubled its death rate. We're now at 0.18 deaths per 100,000 population. Compare that to 12.3 deaths for the USA per 100,000 population. We're at 0.18. Just goes to show the power of good and effective leadership. Back to the music. We got the show underway with the Candells, K-A-N-D-E-L-L-S, from the small town of Sandstone in Minnesota between Minneapolis and Duluth. They got their start around 1959 when two of the members formed a group called The Problems. They changed their name to The Turbans. Then 1962, they became the Candells. By 64, they'd come to the attention of a guy called Ron Giardi, owner of Agar Records in Minneapolis. He subsidized some studio time. They got into the studio, released a single on Boss Records January 65, and that was it until the 1990s when a full CD release was done of early unreleased recordings, including the one we had called I've Met Death from the Candels.
Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.
Well, last week's episode number 410 was our now infamous Lue Lue special. That's available at all good podcasting places, but I couldn't squeeze in everything I wanted to play. So here is one more. This is the Sonics cover of Lue Lue.
Come on now. Hey, hey, hey. Pardon me, baby. Hey, hey, hey. Ow! baby, I love him. But the angels are my buddies, and the girls that dig my style. My hair is long and purple, maybe that's why I'm wild. Well, they call me Willie the Wild One, say that that's my name. They think that I'm a fool, and they laugh at me. Well, come on now.
Phil Gray's
retrospect.
Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. We had the Sonics top of that set with Lue Lue. Then a guy called William the Wild One. A track I got from the Volume 2 of Back from the Grave. It's a 1966-45 from William the Wild One. We took the A-side known as Willie the Wild One. That's a Festival Records 45 from 1966. Then the Wanderers out of Texas, a 1967 7-inch on TRC Records. The Wanderers, Higher Education.
Retrospect 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
These are great people.
Let's have a track from the Status Quo, but this is not the British Status Quo. This band out of Arizona, 7-inch on Grant Records out of 1966, the Status Quo with They All Want Her Love.
You're listening to Retrospect on CILU 102.7 FM.
Set me free. Sins of the world and all misery. And all misery for all eternity. Misha get nothing, cause you're never kind. Cause you're never kind, cause you're closed inside. Better get help from above, cause you all want to love. But you're still all mine. But they all want to love. They all want to love. They all want to love. They all want to
like man, she's so ugly. She's 4'9", straight up and down. She's 4'9", when you measure her around in the middle. She's ugly. The other is green. They're posted back in a scarlet red scene. She's ugly. Treatment, oh, they're just plain sick. Now she's ugly. One foot points east, the other points west. But she's the girl that I love best. She's ugly. Well, I finally found a girl who belongs exclusively to me. No more will I ever worry. No. Nobody will ever steal
tell my chick that either need man or treatment. Are they just plain dick? Now she's ugly. Like, man, she's so ugly.
You come down from your place of authority, destroyer. You come down and you crawl on your belly like God commanded you when he put his foot on your head in the Garden of Eden. You will destroy through COVID-19. No more!
No more. No more.
It.
No more.
Is finished.
Finished.
It is over. And the United States of America is healed. Thank you, Jesus. And well.
Thank you.
Again.
The spirit life of COVID-19 has dried up.
It's dead.
That is three 60s obscurities. The Status Quo, top of the set, They All Want Her Love out of Arizona. Followed by Texas band The Eccentrics, a Shane Records release from 1966. A track called She's Ugly, that's the B-side of that 1966 45. And then thirdly in the set, The Pitiful Panics from Alamogordo, New Mexico, on Yucca Records, 1965. Yucca Records, apparently more of a hillbilly or country label. The Pitiful Panics, students at Alamogordo High School. So a December 65 release from The Pitiful Panics. I've seen two variations of the title, I Can't Get You Out of My Mind, but also credited with that peculiarly American terminology of I Can't Get You Off of My Mind. Those of us with a Queen's English would never say off of, we would simply say can't get you off my mind. So The Pitiful Panics, I think correctly, I can't get you out of my mind.
I don't like volume for its own sake, or the way the words are often drowned out by drums and amplifiers.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Time for some global garage. I'm going to start with a band that I don't believe I've had on the show before. They're called The Los Topson. Out of Valencia, four-track EP on La Voz de Su Amo Records, 1965, out of Spain. This is Me Has Casado, and it's a Kinks cover.
Tú me sin dormir. Me has atrapado y ya no puedo escapar. Y yo solo pienso en ti y me has captado sin poderlo evitar. Y yo solo pienso en ti. Eres la chica de mis sueños. Es tuyo mi amor, es tuyo mi amor, es tuyo mi amor. Apoderaste de mí con tanta fuerza como lleva un ciclón. Tú me tienes sin dormir, te has atrapado y ya no puedo escapar. Y yo solo pienso en ti y me has cantado sin poderlo evitar. Y yo solo pienso en ti, eres la chica de mis sueños. Es tuyo mi amor, es tuyo mi amor, es tuyo mi amor.
This is Ed Klee, and you're listening to Phil Gray's Retrospect 60s Garage, a wonderful place.
Hey, Joe, what a gun with that man in your hands.
I said, hey, Joe, what a gun with that man in your hands. I'm gonna find my woman and she's running around with some other man. Gonna go downtown, buy my food still 44. She's not gonna around anymore. Mm-hmm. I said, I hate you. I hate you, kiss you on my bed. I hate you. I hate you, kiss you on my bed. Yes, you did know the brand of the frog being the same. Bam, bam.
CILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Lakehead Unitarian Fellowship, an inclusive spiritual community promoting a compassionate, just, and sustainable world. Find them online at luf.ca, on Facebook, or at 129 South Algoma, Sundays at 10:30 a.m. live from the Rock Folk Festival, bringing the spirit of folk and folk music to Red Rock every August. Keep up to date with upcoming happenings and buy tickets online at livefromtherockfolkfestival.com. The Outpost, Lakehead University's pub, full-service restaurant, and live music venue. Find them on Facebook to stay up to date on all the happenings during the school year, like Tanker Tuesdays and Pub Night Thursdays.
We now continue with Retrospect on CILU 102.7 FM.
You say, well, preacher, I don't know anybody that's put out any good records, any good music today. There are people by the thousands. There are many if you just take time to find out.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Svojih zamisla kako se pokaš, zar tata minila slatka, sama ne ja da ja puštam jas. Ne, he, he, ne, he, he, he. Smeješ, ha, ha, ha. Ode oči, gledam, blesopla. Ja sada malku twist, malku slo, malku mambo, malku rock'n'roll. Hej, hej, hej. Hej, 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 hej. Hej, hej. Misla kako se pokaš, zar tata minila slata, sama ne ja da ja puštam jas. Ne, he, he, ne, he, 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 ne. Ne, ljuka moja slata, učeničke mala, nema tajni već je ovoj vet. Če ti rečem svega se, ne daj na večer, neka ja ste ljuba, turi moj te soloj, nećem da te guba. Ne, he, he, ne, he, 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 hej, ne.
With Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Lost Topson out of Spain, top of the set, with a cover of The Kinks, You Really Got Me. Then Baronin, out of Denmark, 1967 on Tina Records. Haven't had this one for a long, long time. Baronin is in fact Preben von Eggers, a Danish 60s vocalist. This is his only release. We took the A-side, cover of Hey Joe. Then third in the set, band out of Macedonia. Covering the Yardbirds, Good Morning Little Schoolgirl, the band is Bis Bez, Macedonian rock band created 1964 in Skopje, heavily influenced by the Beatles, and then a little bit later, the Yardbirds and Led Zeppelin. So Bis Bez with Dobruto Učenike Mala, their cover of Good Morning Little Schoolgirl. More Global Garage after this.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
This band is called Les Lutins. It's a 1968 release from this Canadian band out of Quebec. Began in 1963 as Dua, but as Les Lutins, they had two full albums, one in 67, one in 68. Just check them out. Leigh Luton's picture and information on our Instagram and Facebook. This is Demaya Saera.
Thank you.
For more great 60s garage punk, find Retrospect wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't care what the people might say. I'm gonna keep our love. I love this way.
Love this way.
I really love you. I really do. I love you.
People might say,
I'm gonna keep our love, love my way. I really love you. I really do.
That's three more global garage tracks. Les Lutins, De Maiasa Era out of Canada, top of the set. Then Los Beats, a Decessa Records out of El Salvador, 1969 LP. And on that LP, covers of tracks from The Stones, The Beatles, and two from Creedence Clearwater Revival, we had Rio Verde, Green River, out of El Salvador's Los Beats, wrapping the set, The Golden Cups, with This Bad Girl, great group sounds out of Japan.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Well, this band is confusingly titled Los Indonesios, also known as the Black Dynamites. They're actually a Dutch Indo-rock band, began in the 50s as the Bell Boys. 1959, they won a contest in the Netherlands, saw them get a recording contract, travelled all over Germany, playing in Hamburg during the time that the Beatles were there starting out. Also toured the rest of Europe, returned to Germany and to Spain, and it was in Spain that they would win first prize at the Festival de Lyon, secured them a recording and film contract. Still the Black Dynamites at this stage, they were encouraged by the record company to change the name to Los Indonesios, or the Indonesians, became very popular in Spain from 64 to 67. 1970, they moved to Lesotho in South Africa to perform for King Mashosho and his royal family. So a very travelled band, Los Indonesios. This is a track called Can't You Hear.
You're listening to Retrospect on CILU 102.7 FM.
Fire. Don't nobody water. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I know you hear me.
Yeah.
Don't know you hear me.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
It's alright.
Yeah.
Oh. When you walk, you can take on your shoes. Jump about and shout about. Nothing to lose. Everybody tells me here, walk, climb, and watch. I'm here to tell you, but the people have some fun, so can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I know you hear me.
Yeah.
Don't know you hear me.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
It's alright.
Yeah.
Oh.
Alright, baby. Buttons open up. Come on, let's go. You don't hear me?
Hi, this is Steve from Charlotte, North Carolina, loving the groovy 60s garage sound. It's really not just the lyrics, it's the beat. You're listening to Phil Gray in Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
Our community standards are far above this depraved material.
Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast.
conozco a su casa. Sin saberlo yo me sentí feliz. Luego la vi venir. A mi cuarto se acercó, muy despacio se arrimó y la puerta tocó. Y ella me dijo así: My name is Jill.
There's three more Global Garage tracks. Los Indonesios, top of the set. Picture and information up on our Instagram and Facebook. Can't you hear? Then Japanese group sounds band called Ox, recent discovery for me. They were together 68 to 71, had two LPs, one in 68, one in 69. We had Ox's cover of Johnny B. Good. And then Los Rockin' Devils, one of the truly influential Mexican rock bands. As the British invasion had an effect in Central America, prominent record label Orpheum Records was scrambling for talent, as CBS were down there too, collecting up musicians throughout Mexico. Orpheum signed Los Rockin' Devils, their first album 1964, very popular. They had great nightclub gigs, they had movie appearances, very famous Mexican band. So Los Rockin' Devils, and of course a Retrospect favourite, Gloria. Taking us to the end of this episode of Retrospect, hope you've enjoyed it. I'm going to leave you with an instrumental. This is from Mimis Plessis. Now he is a Greek composer, born in Athens, wrote music for over 100 films, TV programs, and radio programs, and theatre events. But back in 1967, he got together with a band called The Orbiters. They released an LP on Pan Vox Records in Greece in 1967. While he was best known for jazz, this was more psychedelic rock, a little bit of avant-garde jazz in it. So wrapping the episode, Mimis Plessis and The Orbiters, this track called Karaguna. I'm Phil Gray, Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show.